Wayne, can you work on a cordless microphone for me, please? Happy Sabbath, everybody. No. Are you happy to be in the house of God this morning?
Yes.
If you're really, 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 really happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning, let me hear you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, if you woke you up this morning, and then he didn't just wake you up. You see, you got up, you opened up your eyes, you got out of your bed. Hopefully you ate some breakfast this morning, or you probably was waiting for potluck. You're going to wait for potluck. And then he drove there, and then you got out your car, and you're sitting here. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. This morning, we're going to bring you our program from Vacation Bible School this morning. So I hope you enjoy it. We're going to start with a slide presentation. Testing. Okay, we just wanted to make sure you guys are all set and you guys are ready and you're going to tune your hearts towards our program this morning. Don't forget what happened this week. Don't forget what your boss tell you. Just forget about it because this is Sabbath. Okay, I don't know who these two people are up there. I don't know. You guys know these people over here? How many of you went to Vacation Bible School when you were little? Yeah. Did you learn that song, I Love Vacation Bible School? The kids say that I made this up, but I didn't make this up because I learned that in Vacation Bible School. Okay? These are two characters from Vacation Bible School. But you know what? I'm not going to introduce them because they're going to introduce themselves. Okay? Later on. So I'm going to let you sit there and think, who are these people? What did they do in Vacation Bible School? We had so much fun. Kids, did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
You guys have lots and lots of fun? Maybe we should do an adult vacation Bible school. What do you guys think? Okay, there are the two characters. There's another little man right there. I tell you, anything you ask that little guy to do, he'll do it. He doesn't mind doing it. You're going to see who he is because he's going to come later down in the show. Vacation Bible School was very, very much fun. And we want to thank the parents for taking the time every day to bring the kids over here. And I know that they had a lot of fun. They learned a lot about God. They did crafts. So it was a lot of fun. So there we go. Wow. Yeah, we did that in Vacation Bible School too. We didn't just sit. God wants us to have fun. So there you are. We have some other kids there. You see Tricia and Sarah. And of course, that little one up front. We're playing the games. Yes, we had lots of fun at Vacation Bible School. There we go. There we go again. We had a good time. This Auntie Phoebe, she worked hard. Really, really hard. I tell you that. There are all the kids. Look at Kyle and Kobe. You see, they're laughing because they're seeing this. You guys had fun, right? You guys were playing the games? We were out there playing the games. You see, Kyle, they all were ready. They're ready to play the game. And this one over there, I don't know what she's doing. She got a plastic in her hand looking all crazy. There we go again, playing our games and enjoying and having a good time in the Lord. A very, very good time. Right here, this was the first day. Look at Uncle Arthur over there. We were making a dungeon. Yeah. We had that too. And the kids went in there. Do you guys know the dungeon? Who was in the dungeon?
What?
You guys know that? We had the story of Joash. So we were playing a little game and, you know, make them feel like what it was to be staying in the dungeon. And then all day you're in there and you can only come out in the afternoon because, of course, Joash was saved by his aunt. So there we have Sarah and Trisha and Uncle Arthur helping us with the dungeon on that day. I tell you, that was fun. I didn't go in the dungeon, though. I didn't go. I just let the kids go. That was for the kids. There's Alex right there. We were playing a game on the first day, and Alex took his throne. They all wanted to be kings. You all are kings and queens, okay? The title of our theme for Vacation Bible School was Castle Crowns, and we learned about a lot about what we learned about king and queens. That's right. And we learned that the greatest king of all is Jesus. So we learned about that this week in Vacation Bible School. Yeah, we eat too. We're going to be hungry when we're done playing all these games and learning about Jesus. And we came in at 5:30. We got to eat. And we have the person there, and she's going to introduce herself. And they had crackers. I had to trick Kobe. Kobe said, I didn't want no cream cheese. I tell her it's cheesecake. So she must have liked the cheesecake. It was cheesecake cream cheese. And Kobe ate it, so she loved that. Yeah, sat there. That's the first day. We learned about Joash. And remember, Joash built, he fixed God's temple. So we took the crackers, and it's like we were building a brick. And then we had it. Yeah, we ate it. The adults ate too. We have to eat too. We can't just have the kids eating. We ate too. But they didn't show us up there. So this is them at potluck eating their snack time. We did have snack time and play time for the kids. There they go again, eating their snacks. And again, all our helpers that was there, we really want to thank them for that. They're making their crafts over here. They did their treasure box. Really, I mean, you should see this kid. They got skills, parents. Your kids got skills, okay? They did, and this is just one of the examples of the treasure box, one of the crafts that we made. And in the treasure box, they would take their scripture text for the day, and they would put it in the treasure box. So this was one of the crafts that they did. I know, I learned to crochet at Vacation Bible School. Anybody here went Vacation Bible School when this was small, and what they learned to do at Vacation Bible School? Can I get, yes, Uncle Paul, what did you learn? What did you learn to do at Vacation Bible School? I learned to crochet. I could make doilies. So any of you want to make a doily, I charge. I'm not doing nothing for free. I'm sorry. I learned to make crochet at Vacation Bible School. It was fun helping the kids with their crafts over here, the treasure box. Over here, no, that was not a... I'm telling you, we did a lot of things. Okay, you guys should have been here. We sing. Oh, yeah. Music is wonderful. We sang, and there we had Sarah and Stephanie helping the kids sing their song. And one thing that I want you guys to know, the youth room is still set up, and you guys need to go in there after service and look at the display and how it was set up, because it was fabulous, fabulous. So just go in there and take a look at the display that we have in there of the setup, and the king's chair and the queen's chair. Yeah, we got a king and queen's chair. We do. So go back there and take a look at it, okay? So this was our time for singing right here. And then there, they're doing their songs and learning the motions of the song and enjoying. The kids really, really had a good time. Really had a good time. And there we had one of the kids, they portrayed one of the kings. And that's why we had them dress up. Oh, I tell you, we did a lot of stuff. We even had them dress up. Look at me, I'm dressed up. So they were even dressed up, and they enjoyed it. We had the Queen Esther and Queen of who else? Sheba dressed up, King David, King Joash. So they played their role, and they really enjoyed themselves. And that's Chris over there playing the role. I think it was King David, something like that. Yeah, really enjoyed themselves. I wonder who this is. Can you guys recognize that person? That was Queen Esther right there. She portrayed Queen Esther on that day. Isn't she beautiful? Look at her. This JR, he substituted for one of our characters. And like I said, they're going to introduce themselves. So he substituted for one of the characters that day. And that's him over here, JR. That's also one of our characters. He's not going to be here, but that was Uncle John. He was one of the prophets. He's not going to be here, so I can introduce him. He's not here. So that was Uncle John. He gave the story of King Solomon on Tuesday to the children. He did a wonderful, wonderful job, and the kids enjoyed it. So that's Uncle John portraying. That's Uncle John again giving his stories to the kids. And as you can see, they're paying close attention to the story. And they did. You should see them. They were really, really caught up. I mean, it was wonderful, 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 wonderful. And we had lots of kids, too. We had about 17 kids, which was really, really good. It was a blessing. It was a blessing for me because this week was a very, very trying week for me. And there are times I just say, I'm tired, but I promise that I was going to do God's work. No matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, you still got to do God's work. And I promised Auntie Phoebe I was going to help. And I was determined to come there. And it took away all what I was going through this week. And when I came here, I see the smiles, the things that we did over here. It was a really, really, truly blessing to be there. That's the casting crew right there. These are our future king and queens, yeah. But these are all the kids that were here for Vacation Bible School. And they're all sitting up here. Look, they're looking at themselves like, that's me. That's them again over here. We got Auntie Phoebe's here now. She works so hard. And that's us over here one more time. And another craft that the kid made, they decorated this picture frame, and each kid is going to be receiving one of those picture frames with their picture in there. Isn't that wonderful? They can take it home. And you know, these are seeds that we planted because we have kids from the neighborhood. And their parents can see what they did in Vacation Bible School. They can go and tell their parents what they did in Vacation Bible School. So we got to continue to pray for this family that maybe one of these days, God will, the Holy Spirit will lead them to come over here to YUR. And that could be seeds that we planted in their hearts. We also did, look how cute that is. Isn't that cute? I bet you guys can do that. The kids can. Anyway, what they did is, it's a book. And what they did in their book, they put their scripture in there. They wrote about King David, and they wrote about some of the characters, some of the kings and queens that they learned, and what they learned about it, and they went on and read it in here. So that was pretty interesting. They had fun doing that. Okay, you want kids to have competition, tell them to do a relay. Tell them to run. They had fun. They compete against each other. They did relays, and look at the Jordan up there. David up there. They loved that really, boy. They had a really, really good time. I tell you, Vacation Bible School was a very fun thing for me. This was actually my first time actually, you know, helping out, and I've done it, you know, gone there when I was small, but I mean, it was a blessing, very much blessing for me this week. Yeah. Okay, what we're gonna do is we're gonna introduce some of our some of our characters that we have for Vacation Bible School. We have Uncle Dennis.
I was the town crier throughout the week. It was my job to introduce the king and the queen each and every day. And we also introduced the children to Christ. But it was my job to bring in the king and the characters. I would say, the king is coming. The king is coming. The king and queen is coming. The king is coming, the king is coming, king and queen is coming. The king is coming, the queen is coming. The king and queen is leaving. The king and queen is leaving. The king and queen is leaving.
For the week of Vacation Bible School, I was chief cook.
We had a great time at Vacation Bible School, and I played the character of Prophet Samuel, telling the story of King David and of Queen Esther's guard, telling the story of Queen Esther.
Hello, everybody. It was quite a job to get out of here. You know, Oh, by the way, I'm John the Revelator. And they've had me in prison on the island of Patmos. You know where do you know where the island of Patmos is? It's just north of the Mediterranean Sea. It's in the Aegean Sea. It's in the Greek Isles. And the reason they put me out there in the sea... The reason they put me out there because I was preaching about Jesus. Well, they thought they got rid of me by putting me on that island by myself, but somebody came to me and gave me great thank you. Jesus came to me and gave me visions. I think I better go. I'm pretty tired now.
We got to take him back to jail.
So you see, you guys weren't here for Vacation Bible School, but guess what? You just got a taste of what we had for Vacation Bible School this morning. At this time, the kids, they are going to share with you some of their memory verse and some songs that they learned during Vacation Bible School. So please pay attention. Thank you.